A Texas-based energy company has been looking at the site in Vernon that used to be the home of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. That company wants to build a large-scale energy battery storage system, which would use the electric infrastructure that's already in place in Vernon. To bring us up to date on all of this, we are talking with Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Mary.
Howard, can we begin with what we already know about this particular company and what kind of plans they have for this Vermont Yankee site in Vernon?
Yeah, sure. So the company is named Power Transitions. They're out of Texas, as you said. And what they do is they go to large-scale electric generating sites around the country that are closed down, old coal plants, old nuclear plants, and they redevelop them. They bring in new technology, sometimes sustainable energy systems or solar fields, et cetera. And they have a plan to build what's called a battery energy storage system. We've heard a little bit about battery storage around Vermont. GMP has some smaller storage systems in Panton and et cetera around the state. They're about 2 or 5 megawatts. But this company has plans to build a really large 20 megawatt or larger facility in Vernon. And the idea of these facilities is that they can collect electricity that's produced ideally through sustainable methods, through solar or something like that. They store the energy, and then when energy prices go up, they can release it into the system to support the grid and sell power kind of at a reduced cost. So this company has a lease agreement, Power Transitions, with the owner of Vernon. So they seem pretty serious about it.
Remind us about the former Vermont Yankee site. What's been going on there since the plant closed? It's been like 11 years.
Yeah, that's right. VY closed in 2014. And the energy company that owned the plant at the time, you know, they said it was going to take about 50 years to decommission it, to tear down the nuclear reactor and get rid of the waste. But then this industrial demolition company called North Star came in. They looked at the project and they said they could do it a lot quicker. And they've been working since 2019 to tear down the plant, and they've really done a really great job. They have a great relationship with Vernon. They're carting off the low-level radioactive waste to a site in Texas, but the high-level radioactive waste is going to stay in Vernon. The federal government has no other place for it, so there's like 50-plus casks there storing the radioactive waste, but North Star expects to complete their project by sometime next year, the next year or two.
I think when people hear nuclear power plants, they think, oh, safety concerns. What do we know about these large battery systems that they're planning to store there?
Yeah, so there is some controversy about that. There was a big fire out in California at one of these facilities. These batteries, at least the technology they're using now, they're lithium batteries. They get very hot and they can catch on fire. And when one of these facilities catch fire, it's very hard to put them out. So the idea of putting a battery storage system on a site that has high level radioactive waste certainly could get some concerns up. But it's going to be a long, there are a lot of regulations in place. The state's going to have to approve it. So, you know, that's what we know right now. We don't have any real details about this project. We just kind of have a general outline. So that's kind of what it's about right now.
Howard, in your reporting, do you think this battery storage system will really be the project that ultimately is developed in Vernon?
Yeah, it's hard to know. So this project, you know, decommissioning Vermont Yankee is winding down. There's very, very valuable electric infrastructure there. There's high-powered wires. It's about 140 acres along the Connecticut River. So there's probably going to be a lot of interest in it. As North Star winds down its work over the next year or so, we're probably going to be hearing about other companies coming in interested in it. Once the site is decommissioned and ready for development. Any project is going to go through state regulatory processes. So I'm sure it will be 3, 4, 5 years before any projects go. But, you know, a lot of eyes are on it. The people in Vernon are very interested in it. The state is very interested in it. And I think we're going to be hearing kind of a lot about the Vermont Yankee Land over the next year or two.
That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks for getting us up to speed on this.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mary.